Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. We're broadcasting today from the ADISA conference here in Las Vegas, and ADISA is the Alternative Direct Investment Securities Association, and this is their annual conference. It's October 2015, and we're sitting here with Tom Volkler. Tom is the president of ADISA this year, and he is managing partner of the law firm Kaplan, Volkler, Cunningham, and Frank out of Richmond, Virginia. Tom, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Tom, you're president of ADISA. Why are you so active in ADISA and putting in all the time that it takes?
Well, it is a volunteer organization, so it does take a lot of time, and I don't get paid for it. But, however, it has always been an avenue where our firm has been able to bring together clients and make sure that they are achieving the education that they need, and to be able to have a good networking event where they can meet with the distribution side that they need to be at. So I've always been involved in the conference side. I got involved with the board of directors, and then the opportunity to step forward as president was presented, and I just felt that it was a good time to try to do what I could do on a volunteer basis.
Okay, and so tell us, this conference this year, you guys have had probably a dozen or so conferences over the years as ADISA has evolved and changed its name and had conferences. Is this a successful conference this year?
This is great. This is going to be one of the best attended. I think the venue is phenomenal. The atmosphere, I think it's positive. We've had some down years in the real estate industry. I think everybody's here to learn a lot of new regulatory insights. They're here to do a lot of networking, and the numbers look like we'll be at least the same as last year, if not more, which was our record year.
Great. So tell us a little about the firm you're with in Richmond, Virginia. What is your focus, and what do you do, and how do you do it?
I appreciate that. We are a boutique law firm in Richmond, Virginia. We are just over 20 lawyers. We try to be very entrepreneurial in our approach. I know that's a cliche word, but with 20 people, very small management, very low overhead, we are able to provide a very cost-effective representation for our clients. We also are able to be very nimble. We can truly do those alternative fee arrangements that a lot of firms, talk about but are unable to do. A lot of fixed fees, not only worrying about the billable dollar, and really work with our clients as a counselor versus only as an attorney, and try to help them through what they are facing. And for most of our clients, they are small to mid cap companies, whether they're in real estate or otherwise, who are cash strapped. They are looking to take that next step. They are looking to bring out a new product. They're looking to innovate. And they just have run out of capital. The debt markets have been terrible. Their banking relationships may be extended. And we try to work with all of our Rolodex to help them find the right distribution for a new product, mostly on a securities or maybe even a debt side, a debenture, and help them create a product where they will sponsor some type of equity raise for investors.
And Tom, tell us, your clients are typically focused in what industries?
Predominantly, we represent real estate clients, whether they are private funds, whether they're doing a one-off transaction or a REIT. But more and more, we are seeing the latest downturn in the debt cycle really affecting strong operating companies, whether they have a new exciting technology, or whether it's a biotech company, whether it's a any kind of operating company, including real estate companies, that just do not have access to capital. And they want to take that next step. They want to innovate. They want to open the next plant. They need between $5 million and $50 million. And in that spot, you are not big enough to go public. You don't have access to public markets. It's too expensive. It's too overregulated. And, it's bigger than your friends and family. I mean, $5 million is a big chunk, even at the country club level. And so we need to craft an offering that would work for them.
Okay. And so tell us a little about Regulation A that came about with the Job Act, I believe, in 2012, and the kinds of opportunities it may open up for the kinds of clients you have.
That's exactly right. Under the Jobs Act, the SEC finally came with final rules in June of this year. Surprisingly, the rules were very bipartisan and practical. And I'm a little cynical there because most things have not been very practical as far as capital raising. It is an offering that you can do a public securities for up to $50 million. Which is right in that sweet spot for those small to mid-cap companies for what they need. And basically, you'd be able to go through, straight to investors or through broker-dealers, and they'd be able to offer a public security, but without the onerous regulatory regime that a true public company has to do. You do have to do reporting, but you're not doing the same level of reporting. You're not subject to some of the Sarbanes-Oxley compensation requirements and the burdensome, you'd say accounting and legal, just very heavy reporting, including on the initial offering. And so the cost comes dramatically down, but you're able to hopefully, like I said, come up with a public security. You're not in the private markets. You're providing information for investors. There's some transparency. We really hope that this would be a way for kind of middle Main Street America to get back into investing. These investors could have an opportunity to invest direct into a strong operating company. Not many opportunities to be on an initial issuance of securities. We're looking at small to mid-cap broker dealers being able to be back in an initial issuance of offerings right now. It's only Wall Street doing the big, sexy IPOs, and nobody can get that first issuance. It all goes to friends, families, and big institutions.
Well, great. That's very positive news, Tom. I'm not used to hearing that kind of positive news about regulation, et cetera, after Sarbanes-Oxley and the other kind of regulation we have had. So, Tom, any final words about ADISA here before we close off?
I think we are really excited. We're excited that we're bringing together some of these sponsors and some of these, broker dealers. We're hoping to bring out some of these operating companies. I think it would be great to allow investors to see some of these products, get their hands on some of these products, and really be able to participate in middle America again. I mean, really Main Street investing. This is a very opportunistic. And I think everybody is very optimistic, which, in investing and especially in real estate, we maybe have not been there in the last couple of years.
Yeah, no question about it. So, Tom, thank you very much for joining us today. We've been talking with Tom Volkler of Kaplan, Volkler, Cunningham, and Frank out of Richmond, Virginia. And we're again at the ADISA conference. You've been listening to Strategic Investor Radio and OCTalkRadio.net. And we'll be right back.